Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning there was peace, and in the end there will be peace. But what is here and now is war, not a war of money or land, but rather one of spirituality. So as our blood, sweat, and tears begin to blend into the rhythm of the drum, we are faced with one question. Who is willing to die for the light? Are you ready for the war?
Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarael, of Back to Yahweh Camp. I'm going to start off today with a, as always, get your pens, your pencils, notepads, all your study material, because this is the last session of Can It Be That Simple, and topic as the seed of Hasatan. So we're going to start off with a brief prayer. Thank you, Father Yah, for allowing us to come to Yahshua Shabbat day. Thank you for allowing us to go through this week. Thank you for the lessons and the blessings that you provided for us throughout the course of this week and adding to our experience called life. Father, we ask of thee to open our minds to receive the wonders of your word on your Shabbat day, the day in which you say you'll meet with us, and teach us your ways, and sup with us. Father, we ask of thee to continue to show your loving kindness toward us, and open our hearts and open our minds to receive the wonders of your word. Father, we thank thee in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat, as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctified the Sabbath. Amen. So now we're going to get into the teaching. As we've been talking about the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about how the seed of the adversary, the seed of Hillel, and how it has been mingled amongst the seed of the Most High. As the parable that Yeshua gave in regards to sower went out and sowed his harvest, and then someone came in the middle of the night and sowed seeds of tares. And that's what we're going through right now, as we have righteous men serving the Most High, and we have unrighteous men serving Hasatan. And we've been over a number of different men that we read about in the scriptures. We've talked about Hillel and how Hillel was his contentment, his pride, and his selfishness, and how that particular seed has been placed in men. Some men have that, have pride and selfishness, which causes their downfall and causes them to go contrary to the ways of the Most High. Then we went into, we talked about Cain. Cain, his lack of repentance, his jealousy and his envy caused his downfall. We as humanity, we suffer through that also, being jealous and envious of someone else and failing to repent and change our ways and continuing in those actions. And then we dealt with Ham, discretion. You know, we dealt with him and his sexual immorality and lust. We have that also in this world, that seed that goes in men. And through that sexual immorality and their lust for the flesh causes them to fall and go contrary to the ways of the Most High. Then we dealt with Nimrod, humility. He was rebellious and disobedient, wanting to fight against God, fight against the Most High. And that same thing we have in today's society, where men want to rebel and be disobedient to the laws, statutes, and judgments that the Most High have laid down, and believe that they're going to overthrow the ways of the Most High through their disobedience. Then we dealt with Esau, lack of appreciation. For this brother, he hated his birthright, and he chose unequally yoked women to assist him in raising a family. And as we know, that raising a family is, and the man is the foundation of that family. But that woman has to be equally yoked with him to give him the support that he needs to run and have a strong family. And now, tonight's topic is going to be Yahudas Iscariot, another man in which Hasatan utilized for his gain. But in the end, it's a lesson that we can learn so that we won't have the same end that he had. So we're going to go through some scriptures throughout the course of the night in regards to Yahudas Iscariot. I want to start off in Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, he called to himself, and this is Yahushua calling these men. Verse 1, he called to himself his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every sickness. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who was called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, John, his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, Lebedeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Yahuda Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And so from here, as we say, as we read in that last scripture, Yahuda Iscariot, who also betrayed him. So throughout these scriptures, we're going to be reading different things in regards to this betrayal. But one of the things, the reason why I'm starting here is because he had authority over unclean spirits and to cast them out and to heal every disease and every sickness. So that means that Yahudas Iscariot had the ability to clean himself up before he decided to make the decision that he chose to make. And that's one of the things that we want to understand, that each of these men in that spirit, Hallel, they had a choice, and the choice is what they made. And as we read in the scriptures, I read it before, that the Most High wants us to choose life. However, the previous people we've talked about chose death. Because when you go against the Most High, that's what you get, death. As the scriptures say, the wages of sin is death. The wages of disobedience is death. Because that's what the Most High wants from us. He wants obedience. So from there, we're going to go to John chapter 13, verse 18. And I think I'm going to read a number of scriptures in John. So we're going to just stick your finger there in John and chapter 13, and we're going to be jumping throughout that particular chapter. Like I said, John chapter 13, verse 18, it says, Do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scriptures may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. So Yeshua is talking to his disciples, and he's letting them know that, you know, I'm talking to all, you know, I'm not talking to everyone, but I'm talking to you in regards to fulfilling the scriptures. Same chapter, verse 21. When Yeshua had said this, he was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Most certainly, I tell you that one of you will betray me." So like I said, he's sitting down, he's talking to his disciples, and it must be that time in which that particular disciple has to get up and leave, because the time of his demise is about to come close. Then we're going to go to John 13, we're going to read 26 and 27. Yeshua therefore answered, "And as to whom I will give these pieces of bread, I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. After the piece of bread, then Hasatan entered into him. Then Yahushua said to him, "What you do, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew why he said this to him. And one of the reasons why is because, as we know, Yahudas Iscariot was the one who collected the money. So they may have assumed that he was going to take care of some business. So we're going to go from there. We're going to go to Psalms 41, verse 9. And it reads, "Yes, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate bread with me, have lifted up his heel against me." This is David talking in Psalms. From there, I went to Mark chapter 14, verse 10 and 11. Yahudas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went away to the chief priests that he might deliver him into them. They, when they heard it, were glad and promised to give him money. He sought how he might convincingly deliver him. So this is where Yahudas Iscariot, he went to the chief priests, as we know that this is during a time in which Yeshua was on the earth. And he was talking to the priests about how they was breaking the laws of Moses. And because of that, they seek to take his life. And he was also saying or giving his authority or letting them know his authority that he had. And they had a problem with that also. So one of the things that, you know, through studying this, I've realized that Yahudas Iscariot had his own agenda. And his agenda wasn't the same agenda as Yahushua. So it was easy for him to side with these priests. From there, I went to Matthew chapter 8, verse 26, and it reads, He said to them, Why are you fearful, you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the seas, and there was a great calm. So this scripture I went to because this is when the disciples were on a boat and the winds were troubling. And they were in fear of their life. And the Messiah is talking to them and letting them know, you know, you have little faith. If you had a little faith, you would not be fearful. Plus, they were with him. And that's something that we have to understand. And when we, as believers, have a faith in Yahushua, there's no reason for us to fear. Because we know that our strength comes from him. And it's through him that we can accomplish anything. The scriptures say, anything we put our hands to, we can accomplish them through the strength of Yahushua. And as the opening scripture that I read was in regards to the Messiah giving them authority and power. However, we know that this particular scripture right here, it comes before that happened. But at the same time, they were following him because he chose them. And he was teaching them as he went along. Matthew 16, chapter verse 8. And it reads, Yahushua perceived it, saying, Why do you reason among yourselves, you of little faith, because you have brought no bread? So this is just getting back and dealing with faith. And Yahushua is talking to his Talmudim, his apostles, his disciples. And this is after he had given them authority to do great things. But yet they still have little faith in what they can do or in the faith in him. So here I'm going to go back to dealing with Yahuda's Iscariot. I'm going to go to John chapter 12, verse 4. There's just a little more information in regards to him. Then it says, Then Yahuda's Iscariot, Simon's son, one of his disciples, who would betray him, said, Why wasn't this ointment sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Now he said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having the money box, used to steal what was put into it. So this is going back to that agenda of Yahuda's Iscariot. He was a thief. He was stealing. But what was he stealing for? Now I went from here, I went to John chapter 6, verse 71. And it says, And he spoke to Yahudas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12. Just letting you know, I'm just, getting certain scriptures that I'm reading is going to bring you to the attention that Yahudas Iscariot was one of the 12 that walked with Yahushua while he was here on earth, while the fullness of the Godhead dwelled within him bodily on earth. And this was a man who was walking with him, seeing all the wonders that he was doing, hearing all the wonders that he was bringing forth from the word. So from here, I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. And it says, no one can serve. Oh, man, I coughed all in your ears. Sorry about that, people. Sorry about that, family. Let's start over. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will devote to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both Yahweh and Mammon. I think I mentioned this one time before, but I'm going to define it. Mammon in the New Testament of the Scriptures is commonly thought to mean money, material wealth, or any entity that promises wealth and is associated with greed, with a greedy pursuit of gain. You cannot serve both Yahweh and Mammon. Luke 16:11. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust? Who will commit to your trust the true riches? And we know that the true riches is the understanding of the Torah, the understanding of the word of the Most High. That was true riches. Then, as we read earlier, in regards to Hasatan, I want to read Luke chapter 22, verse 3. And it reads, Hasatan entered into Yahudas, whose surname was Iscariot, who was numbered with the 12. He went away and talked with the chief priests and the captains about how he might deliver him to them. They were glad and agreed to give him money. He consented and sought an opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of the multitude. So right here we read about how Yehudas planned with the chief priests and the captains on how to, so in order for him to deliver them over to him. Because during that time, Yahushua was preaching during the day to the people. And they didn't want any riots going on during this time. So they was planning to do things under the cover of darkness so that the multitude would not see what was going on. Because if the multitude seen what was going on, then they would have more than likely stood up for Yahushua because of the wonders that he had been doing for them and the teachings that he had been giving them. So now I'm going to go to Matthew. I think I read this, but I'm going to read it again. Matthew chapter 26. Verses 14 to 16. Just checking my paper to see if I read that already. No, I didn't read that already. And it reads, then one of the 12, who was called Yahudas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, what are you willing to give me that I should deliver him to you? They weighed it out for him, 30 pieces of silver. From that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. And at him is Yahushua. So now, after we read this, they didn't pay him. So now it's his time to fulfill his obligation. So from there, I went to Zechariah chapter 11, verses 10 to 13, and it reads, I took my staff, favor, and I cut it apart, that I might break my covenant that I had made with the people. It was broken in that day. The poor of the flock that listened to me knew that this was the word of Yahweh. I said to them, if you think it best, give me my wages. If not, keep them. So they weighed for my wages 30 pieces of silver. Yahweh said to me, throw it to the potter, a handsome price that I was valued at by them. I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them to the potter and the house of Yahweh. And here, I looked up the word silver. And that's 3701. Kesef. And it means silver, money, price. And it comes from Kakaf. And that's 3700. And it's to long, to have desire, be greedy. So I went there and dealing with the silver. And silver was a sign of, you know, greed. And that's one of the things that we see in Yahuwah's Iscariot. He had a level of greed with him. And sometimes we as individuals, we have to be mindful of that when we're looking at this out here in the world and trying to get things. We have to be mindful that some things are not according to the Most High's plan. And we also have to be mindful that the Most High utilizes the characters that we have inside us to accomplish his plan. And as we see with Yahuda's Iscariot, his greed and his desire to have worldly renown and was utilized for a purpose. And as we've seen, he was turning the Messiah in. So from here, I went to Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 to 10. And it reads, then Yahuda, who betrayed him, when he saw that Yahushua was condemned, felt remorse, and brought back 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed an innocent man. But they said, what is that to us? You see to it. He threw down the pieces of silver in the sanctuary and departed. He went away and hanged himself. The chief priest took the pieces of silver and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is the price of blood. They took counsel and brought the potter's field with them and buried strangers in it. Therefore, the field was called the field of blood to this day. Then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying, they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him upon whom the price had been set, whom some of the children of Israel priced, and they gave them for the potter's field, the way Elohim commanded me. I went to this scripture because Yahuda Iscariot was remorseful after his greed, after he turned in an innocent man. but his greed was so fired up in him, and he conformed and gave in to Hakatan. Because the scriptures clearly say, you resist the devil, you resist Hakatan, and he will flee. And Yahushua had given him the authority to defend himself against unclean spirits. And as we know, that those unclean spirits are manned and governed by Hasatan. So this is a choice that Yahudas Iscariot made. He made a choice to allow himself to be consumed by greed. But after he's realized what greed done to an innocent man, he cannot bear to live with himself. So he took his life. And a priest at that time who realized that they had paid to get an innocent man realized that, hey, we can't put this money back in our treasury. But they took that money and used it for another use, for the plot where they would bury strangers. From there, I went to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. And it reads, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some have been led astray from the faith in their greed, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows." See, sometimes we as individuals, we don't understand the true wealth in the Word of the Most High. We don't. And because of that, we get consumed by the wealth of the world and the wealth that the world can provide. But in essence, the world is not providing anything. It is the Most High that's allowing these things to happen for you. And you have to understand that all things are because Yah allows them to happen. I think we read in the scriptures in one of the other sessions that how Yah created both the good and the evil. So he understands. And how does he understand? He understood these things when his son came in the flesh and experienced them. So we, as believers, are being given an opportunity to experience both the good and the bad. And he wants us to choose life. He wants us to be armored up. He wants us to understand the things of the world or the tools in which Hasatan uses to trip us up. And the more we understand what he uses to trip us up, the stronger we become in defending ourselves against him and being in a position to help someone else. Proverbs 15:27. And it reads, "He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live." And one of the things we have to pay attention to, Yahudas Iscariot, he took a bribe. He took a bribe. He sold his morals and principles for money. Why? Because he was a thief at hand anyway. But Yahushua was giving him the tools to overcome his imperfection, which was being a thief, giving him the tools. to overcome that. Just like he does us on a daily basis. He gives us tools to help us to overcome our shortcomings, our infirmities, our character flaws. He gives us the tools. How does he give them to us? By these stories, by this history that we read in the Torah, that we read in the writings of our forefathers, of the prophets before us. He's giving us the examples. He's showing us what it looks like. But are we taking heed to it? Are we listening to it? Are we applying these things to our life? Just like one of the things that was brought out in regards to Esau. His father loved him greatly because in front of his father, he acted like a pious man. And sometimes we have people that's around us that's like that. They're acting pious. They're acting righteous. But inside, they have a character flaw. Just like when we was reading early and how Yeshua felt it in his spirit. Why? Because that unrighteous spirit was in the area. It was in the area, so he felt it. He recognized it. And he told him, go do what you're going to do. Why? Because he understood that the brother had a purpose, and that was his purpose. Yahushua chose him, as we read in the scriptures. We don't choose the Messiah chooses us. So it's he who's given us an opportunity to get it right. Are we taking that opportunity and utilizing it to the best of our ability? Or are we still holding on to those things called me? Because we read earlier, you know, we use mammon as money, greed, worldly possessions, worldly worth. We have to be mindful of that. What can I do that's greater than the Most High? See, and that's what the seed of HaSatan has given many men that false sense of security, thinking that they can do what they want to do and surpass that of the Torah, that of Yahushua, that of Yah. And we can't do it. Because the Father is absolute. The Torah is absolute. From there, I'm going to go to Isaiah 33:15. He who walks righteously and speaks blamelessly, he who despises the gain of oppression, whose gesture with his hands, refusing to take bribes, who stops his ear from hearing the blood and shuts his eyes from looking at evil. And from there, normally I start off with definitions, but this time I'm going to end with definitions. And one of the things, because Judas Iscariot, he was a traitor. He was one who betrayed another's trust, or is false to an obligation or duty. He was amongst the 12. And they, as the ones amongst the 12, were eventually sent out to teach the world the ways of the Most High as it was taught to Yahushua. Another definition for traitor. one who commits treason. Betrayal. The act of betraying someone or something, or the fact of being. Violations of a person's trust or confidence or moral standards. Treacherous. Violation of allegiance or faith and confidence. These are some of the things that we can learn from the act that Judas Iscariot did, all for the sake of the love of money and the wealth of the world. As we say, as has been talked about many times, Israel, we're in peacetime. As we started off this session, are you ready for that war? Are you ready to fight? Or are you going to get caught up in some of these things that Hasatan has put out there through these different seeds, through these different men? As we go from Sabbath to Sabbath and holy day to holy day, Most High has given us an opportunity to reflect on our lives. Look in the mirror and see how we match up to His Word. How do we match up to Yahushua? If we're supposed to be little Yahushua's or little Messiah's, we have to buckle down, make that commitment, and overcome the adversary. Overcome evil inclinations that dwell within ourselves. Overcoming that pride and that selfishness. Overcoming the jealousy and that envy. Overcoming those sexual immoralities. Not being rebellious, not being disobedient. Understanding that we are joint heirs in that kingdom. Yahushua said that we are heirs to that kingdom. Let's not take that for granted. And let us understand and have the faith and the belief in what Yahushua has done for us. And coming down here in the form of a man and laying His life down for us so that we can live with Him in the kingdom. Because as we've seen here, man offered up Yahushua, God in the flesh, mighty one in the flesh, to other men to kill. But as we know, Yahushua laid Himself down, laid His life down for a purpose. So as we know, as we study the word, man did not take his life. He gave his life up for our sake. He was a willing sacrifice for us so that we can live in the kingdom with Him and the Father. So, I'm hoping that these past 6 weeks has given everyone an opportunity to ponder, do some added studies, and to really appreciate and understand what the scriptures talk about, the fruit of the Spirit, Because when we grab a hold and take that fruit of the Spirit within us, it equips us with the ability to defeat and conquer the works of the flesh. All things are done with the assistance of Yahushua, because our faith in Him allows us to utilize those fruits of the Spirit to overcome the works of the flesh. It's nothing that we do on our own. We must remember that. Because you have many a men who read the scriptures and really believe that they have been sent. Because they can read the scriptures and they can formulate an opinion and get and convince people that they are righteous. But we read in the scriptures in regards to that also, in regards to Hallel. For it's no marvel, for he can transform himself into an angel of light. And he also has ministers. He also has people under him. Because he's nothing but a copycat. All the things that the Most High have established in the scriptures, is the only he's just copying. Sorry about that. But he's just copying what the Father has already laid down. He is not doing an, he is not an originator of anything but Allah. I do give him that. He is the Father of lies. So, in conclusion, I wish for everyone to ponder their life. Constantly reflect on your life. Be thankful that the Most High has given you an opportunity to get it right. And as you're getting it right for yourself, be a light to those that are in darkness. Allowing your light to shine through your actions and your deeds and your speech. As the old adage say, actions speak louder than words. James said it this way, paraphrasing. You show me your faith without works, I'll show you my faith through my works. And what is the works? The works of the law, statutes, and judgment. As we work those in our life and allow people to see these things in our life, then they too are being given an opportunity to get it right. Armor up, Israel, for the war that we fight is not the flesh and blood, but the principalities in high places. Armor up, Israel. Armor up, family. Armor up all that are listening. But this fight is real. Even though we watch movies and we have things on YouTube and Facebook and whatever, and they try to trivialize certain stuff, this war is real. War is real. And they're trying, Hasatan is trying to make humanity numb to it, trying to trivialize it. Because at the end, he doesn't care what you call it. As long as you don't serve Yahweh, as long as you don't believe in his son, Yahushua, be good. But as one who believes in Yah and follow after the footsteps of Yahushua, I tell everyone, armor up. Armor up. Bid everyone a pleasant slumber. And I hope this appetizer that you got this tonight tie you over for the morning. For whatever, wherever you go and worship in the morning and hear Yah's word, do whatever servant he has chosen to dispense that word to you. to bid you all shalom. Good night. Merciful Father Yah, we thank thee for giving us another opportunity to praise you. I thank thee, Father, for your loving kindness. May you continue to shower us with your love and your kindness and give us the wealth of your word. I ask these things in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Amen. Hallelujah.